Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a development in Georgia, our Georgia, the Georgia Atlanta-type Georgia, not Georgia over near Russia. There's a race right now for Secretary of State, which under Georgia law is responsible for counting the votes. Now, remember Stalin's dictum. Joseph Stalin, one of the worst mass murderers in history, killed about 20 million people, murdered them. He once said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. And in all those elections over there, it doesn't matter who they vote for. They issue vote totals showing that the strong man got 90% of the vote. If anybody objects, they kill him. That sentiment is spreading to the United States through the Republican Party. Remember, in Georgia, they have a Secretary of State named Brad Raffensperger, who's a Republican. He's very conservative. But he's a straight shooter. And because of COVID during the election last time, 2020, he mailed absentee ballot applications to all registered voters in Georgia and set up drop boxes. And a lot of people were very grateful for that because they didn't want to risk getting COVID in the line. Single moms, people who worked second or third shift and it wasn't going to be possible for them to get to vote, blah, blah, blah. Joe Biden won by a little over 11,000 votes. And we picked up two Senate seats in Georgia. Trump said, well, that's fraud. And people ask him, well, what's fraudulent about it? Well, he encouraged people to absentee vote. Yeah, really? Yeah, right. So what? That's not fraud. They fill out an application and it's a defective one. They don't get a ballot. And the drop boxes, yeah. They were guarded with cameras frequently near police stations or in municipal buildings, and very convenient. You don't have to go into an office and wait in line. You just drop them off in any event. And there wasn't a single ballot that was found to be fraudulent because of either of those circumstances. But he kept saying fraud, 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 fraud. He recruited a congressman named Jody Tice, a guy. His name is Jody Tice, but he's a guy. He gave up his congressional seat, and he's running for Secretary of State in Georgia with Trump's support. Jody Tice was at a meeting in the White House in December of 2020, conspiring for the coup to block the certification of the electors. He's a member of Congress, Republican. He was there with Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan. That's where he was. They were talking with Trump personally. How can we overturn the election? And he's running for Secretary of State against Brad Raffensperger. Brad Raffensperger was the guy that Trump called and extorted, threatened him, said, you got to come up with, I think, 11,571 votes, enough for me to win by one. And remember, if you don't, there can be criminal consequences. That is a felony. That's extortion. If I call somebody up and say, you know, pay me this money, or do this, whatever it is, and if you don't, I will do X. Have you prosecuted, cause violence, felony? And the DA down there in Atlanta has convened a grand jury, and they are looking at Trump right now for that. So you have Jody Tice, who was conspiring with a felon and conspiring to overturn the election, which is treason, sedition, running against Brad Raffensperger in a Republican primary where Raffensperger is a conservative Republican. And the only difference is that Trump supports Tice and Brad Raffensperger is opposed to overturning the election. And it's a toss up. It's a toss up. Now you can say, okay, but there's a Democrat on the ballot in November, and if somehow Tice is the nominee, the Democrat can beat Tice, can't they? Are you kidding me? In this environment right now with Trump in Georgia? if Tice beats Raffensperger, he would be a favorite to win in November, and he conspired to change the vote. He conspired to change the vote, which is a felony. There are about 20 of these people running around the country, including in Michigan, who, if they get elected, Republicans, some of them are the nominees, if they get elected, they will change the vote. You must understand that. They will alter the vote. In 2024, they will say, well, the Democrat won, but there was fraud, so we ordered the electors to be awarded to the Republican. Then that is going to be reviewed by a Republican Supreme Court that just decided to overturn Roe v. Wade out of the blue. You must understand that the Stalin idea, back then it was a communist idea, now it is a Russian mafia idea. It's always been a Nazi idea. It's always been an authoritarian idea, that it does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. And Jody Tice is just the tip of the iceberg. About 20 of these people nationwide are running, and some are going to win. Just statistically, some will win. The attorney general nominee and the secretary of state nominees for the Republican Party in Michigan were not picked in a primary. They were picked by Trump delegates. And both of them are like Jody Tice. This is Michigan we're talking about. Michigan. Hillary Clinton only lost Michigan 2016 by 10,000 votes. It's a much bigger state than Wisconsin, electorally. Biden beat Trump by more than 100,000 votes. And these people who are running as Republicans said they would have given the electors to Trump anyway. That is what Lukashenko in Belarus did. That is what Putin in Russia does. In North Korea and China, they don't even bother to have elections. That's what they do in Venezuela. This is the United States. This is the Republican Party. This is the Republican Party. The question is, if the Republican Party has gone Stalin, if it has embraced, quote, it doesn't matter who the people vote for, what matters is who counts the votes. The only alternative, the only savior, would be the Democratic candidate. And in this environment right now, there are a lot of people out there who vote against the party that has the White House. So when the Republicans have the White House, they vote for Democrats for statewide office and for Congress and so forth. And when there's a Democrat in the White House, they go for the Republicans. That has been standard operating procedure for most races, except in 1998 and 2004. In 1998, Bill Clinton was president. Even though he was president, he picked up congressional seats. And then in 2004, George W. Bush picked up 2,000 seats, even though he was congressional seats, even though he was president. But that's rare. So be aware of this. And here in Wisconsin, you have Doug La Follette running again, Secretary of State. He's a good guy. He's been a Secretary of State a long time. He has a challenger. I don't know the challenger at all, a Democrat in the primary. But do not vote for a Republican. They will turn the electoral votes over to the Republicans. And Doug La Follette has stood tall all this time. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.